4. Business.
Advertisements. They're everywhere. You can't hide from them. There's no escape. Turn on the TV, there they are. Turn on the radio, there they are. Waiting for an elevator, there they are. Using your computer, there they are. Looking out your car window, ah, ads, ads, ads. Aren't you getting tired of them?
Yes, especially on my computer and on TV. I wish there weren't so many of them.
Well, would you believe you've actually seen more ads than you think? You've also been watching secret ads. Instead of regular ads, today we are seeing lots more of something called product placement. Product placement is like an ad that's not an ad. It's an advertisement in disguise. For example, how many of you have seen the movie Cast Away with Tom Hanks? Most of you. Which company does Tom Hanks work for at the start of the movie?
FedEx.
Bingo. That's a product placement. FedEx, short for Federal Express, got more publicity from that movie than it could have with hundreds of traditional ads. In another movie, The Firm, the main character drank a beer from Jamaica called Red Stripe. In the movie's first week, sales of Red Stripe increased 50%. Product placement used to be limited to movies. Now we see it on TV shows, video games, even in books. It's an effective technique. But companies have to be careful. They want their products to be visible within a scene, but not the focus of attention. When done correctly, product placement can add a sense of realism to a movie or television show that something like a bottle simply marked beer cannot.
Number 1. Match each example with the appropriate category. Number 2. What is the speaker's main point? Number 3. According to the professor, what is product placement? Listen again to part of the conversation and answer the question.
Which company does Tom Hanks work for at the start of the movie?
FedEx.
Bingo.
Number 4. What does the professor mean when he says this?
Bingo.